Hello, this is Jerry Pippin, and we're broadcasting from the UFO Congress in Laughlin, Nevada. This is a special segment for me because we have agreed to help kick off a new conference at the end of April held out in the high desert of Southern California, April 29th. And the lady behind this dream, Barbara Harris, is here with us right now. Barbara's dream was to recreate the conference that used to be held there that attracted thousands of people from all over the world to see spaceships land in the desert. This happened back in the 50s. Maybe it'll happen in 2006. Barbara, it looks like things are coming together.
Yes, we're on our way, ready for April 29th. And we've changed the name a little bit from the Retro UFO Symposium now to the Retro UFO Spacecraft Convention.
Yeah, well, that's a good name.
And one of the reasons is because back in that time, that 50s and 60s time, that's what they called these things. They called them spacecraft conventions.
Yeah, and out there where you are, a lot of things did happen in the 50s.
Quite a bit. And
big crowds.
Oh, big crowds. That's what we're here to celebrate. It's in the 50s, 60s, and 70s out in the Landers area. There were times it'd be as many as like 4,000 or 5,000 people would come out to the rock to hear George Van Tassel channel and to see spacecrafts land.
So this is kind of a flashback to that time, but at the same time you have Greg Bishop coming, and he certainly wasn't even around in the 50s.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit about who's going to be there.
Well, we have a funny thing going on right now. We were asking each other, where were you in 52? Because most of us involved in this weren't even thought of by our parents at this time, the people putting this on.
Unfortunately, I was around, but I wasn't too old.
Now, the fun part about this is we are combining some of the old-time contactees, we're bringing them back. The old ones, some of them that are available yet. And for us, it's very, very important to save some of this history. And we're going to be doing things that will preserve some of the history by putting them on tape and recording people. And with that, we also are going to be bringing people in with new information and combining it. Like with Greg Bishop, one of the things he's going to be talking about that I honor so much is he's focusing a lot more on the people who are part of this and honoring them in the fact that they actually were part of starting ufology. It's part of the beginnings. They talked about X-Files before it ever started.
Okay, let's discuss exactly where it's going to be and what time of the day it starts and all of that. Let's go down to some of the brass tacks here, Barb.
Okay, we're going to be at the Integratron in Landers, California. And
now, this has a history of its own.
All of its own.
And you've been in there at night in different times and had some weird things happen to you.
All the time. That place is magical.
Well, tell me a little bit about the magical history around this thing.
Just to pick one story out, it's difficult, but there have been times that even just my personal sides of it, I've gone into the Integratron, and you take a nap in the middle of the afternoon, and you all of a sudden you know you're sleeping, but you're talking to somebody else sitting on the steps, you know, and you come to find out, you go out and talk to Joanna, the owners, and you find out that, oh, hey, you know, that was Daniel, you know, when you started describing some of the, or that was George, you know, so.
George Van Tassel?
George Van Tassel.
He still comes back, huh?
Yeah, and in fact, the fun part about this particular event, we're actually going to have George Van Tassel there.
Now, how's that going to happen? Dr. Turi going to bring him in?
Well, part of the fun of this event is combining the history, the UFO history, with the fun part of the whole event. And we're making the bottom of the Integratron into more of a spaceship feel.
Well, it looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, it really does. And there's a local gentleman who dresses up and does a theatrical expose, you might say, of George Van Tassel, and he's going to be doing, he's going to be showing up and doing this production. He's fabulous.
So now it starts on Friday.
Actually, it's starting on, it's a 1-day event.
Saturday. Okay.
It starts at the gates will open at 8:00, and it goes from 8:00 in the morning to 9:00 at night, and then we have a special. Price and a special, option for people. We only take about 50 that want to spend the night at the Integratron.
But 50 people can spend the night there and see George Van Tassel roam the halls.
Yeah.
Well, I don't guess it has halls.
Yeah, and you probably see a few spaceships over Goat Mountain and a few, there's... Every time I've been there, there's something. There is something. And it, like it says, the energy. And people who are even skeptical come on that property and walk away going, wow, you know what? I really feel something. There's something here. And another fun part of this is having the Integratron connected to Giant Rock. And that's where most of the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, they used to gather around the Giant Rock. I guess, I don't know why. Was it just because it was a landmark? Or?
Well, that's a long history. I could take you back into the early 50s when Frank Kreitzer was there, and George Van Tassel befriended him. George Van Tassel, after Frank got blew up underneath the rock, cleaned it back out, moved his family out to Giant Rock, and that's where he lived for a period of time. And his wife had a little restaurant out there.
Yeah, we have an interview on our website where Bob Short's talking about going into that little restaurant and ordering ham and eggs in the morning. And,
wow.
And he's basically talking about, he didn't want to tell him he's looking for this UFO. But finally found out they were the people.
They were the people. And that's, Bob Short's going to be one of our speakers.
Yeah, he was there during that time. And there's still a few around, I notice. I see every once in a while. Who else is going to be there?
William Hamilton.
Yeah, Bill. Bill's a great guy.
And we have a man named Adam Gorightly.
Now, about what's the story on him?
Adam, he's pretty open, too. He's going to talk about the people who were lived out in Giant Rock were part of these conventions, is looking at the side of them as being magicians, or actually conducting their ceremonies and things in a way of it's a ritual in bringing in the ETs. So it wasn't just hearsay and they showed up. They were actual rituals that were done that invited the ETs to come and land. And the ETs felt friendly coming there. I'm hearing stories now from some of the old-timers that these extraterrestrials were landing. It was a weekend occurrence. I mean, it was like you just go out to Giant Rock this weekend if you want to see an ET landing.
And basically, it was all good vibes.
All good vibes. Uh-huh. Wonderful, wonderful, uh-huh. Demonstrations. And they were very helpful. They were the ones who gave George the information on how to build the Integratron. They were here to help humanity.
Yeah, literally, the plans came from outer space, from another world.
Venetians, yeah. Yes, our buddies, our friends.
Yeah. now, when we talk about somebody wanting to go to this, then go to your website.
Yes.
And we have a link to it as well in several places. And they can register right there, and you take credit cards.
Yes, everything. We've made it as easy as possible for everybody.
How about, give me a flavor of what's happening that day. I show up at 8:00 in the morning. What happens to me?
8:00 in the morning. We have three options. We have a general admission for $25. $25 gets you into everything throughout the day. It will not get you into the speaker venues. Those are an extra $15 for the different venues. It will not. There's different venues that will charge you an extra $15 if you want to see. We have another package for $100.
Well, where are the speakers going to be speaking?
We have large tents set up.
Okay.
Everything is outside. We're subject to the elements out there in the middle of the desert.
Well, at the end of April, it could rain, but...
Most likely, the weather is going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
It'll be... The average temperature is about 72 degrees, 44 at night, but we might contend with some wind, and that's why the tents are going to be up, just in case the wind shows up. And, for the most part... We have areas that are safe from the wind, and we're going to be serving a luncheon if people are interested in that. It's called the Come On In Luncheon. It's going to represent what George's wife Eva.
Yeah, well, they probably would like to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's nothing out there. I mean, you're going to have to drive like 17, 20 miles to get to the nearest food area.
And now, how do you get there, really, for instance, Joshua Tree?
From Joshua Tree, it's very simple because you're on Highway 62. It's the main highway off of Highway 10. And all these directions are on the website, but from Highway 62, you connect it to Highway 247, which is Old Woman Springs Road, and that basically will take you all the way out to Landers, and from there, we'll have all kinds of signs directing you to the Integratron.
Now, when we talk about the speakers, they are over in a tent in an area.
Yes.
And you have seats. And then you have these other things going on at the same time, right?
Yes, yes. One of the fun things are we're having hay rides to Giant Rock. So in order to make less of an impact...
Well, wasn't that where your husband proposed to you?
Yeah. Well, that was part of our dating ritual for many years.
Yeah.
He met George in the early 70s.
And, oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. And that was the fun part, because when we first met, he goes, hey, you know, I met this guy out in the desert, you know, and you know, I wasn't sure about him, but let's go to try and find this rock. And for many years, we would drive out there and hang out, and that was part of our dating process. And
yeah,
that's 25 years. We've been married 25 years now, so long time.
I was told a long time ago, never tell a woman congratulations, just say I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. thank you. But this is part of the celebration, and we've had a love affair with the history of this area is just so fascinating for us. And this is to benefit not only the Integratron, but also the Historical Society of the Morongo Basin. It's so important to us to preserve what's happened.
How far are you from San Diego?
Being California, we talk in hours. We're probably about three and a half hours from downtown
about
San Diego.
Same from LA?
Correct, yeah.
And just about an hour from Palm Springs?
Yes, about an hour from Palm Springs.
Just to give everybody a general idea of where we're talking about.
Very easy drive. There's a major airport in Palm Springs. You can fly into Palm Springs or Ontario, fly into Ontario Airport.
Yes.
And drive in. It's about a two-hour drive from Ontario Airport.
Now, do you have a limit on how many people you can take?
We're looking at 500 on the property without making an overwhelming impact. But we're anticipating that the day is going to have people coming in and out of the property during the day.
Now, you know the next question, even though I don't think you own any of the hotels here and motels, but... accommodations, are there plenty of rooms around? Or
plenty of rooms, and if you go on the website, we have a list of several of the hotels in the area. Plus, you can connect to the Chamber of Commerce's of Joshua Tree and Yucca Valley and get more information.
How do they feel about you doing this thing?
They are behind this 100%.
Good.
And so excited. And this is where this has really shifted for us, is because the community has been coming out like gangbusters.
Well, you would think they would.
Yeah.
So that is great. Now, so we're going to have the speakers, and what time do the speakers really start? 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, actually, we're starting the speakers as early as 9:30.
Okay, 9:30.
And they're going to go from 9:30 to 6 o'clock. There are two tents set up, so the speakers will be going on in both tents.
Okay.
You'll be able to go between both tents if, you know, they're speaking for 2 hours each.
Okay, we talked about Bill Hamilton will be there, Greg Bishop will be there, Bob Short will be there. Who else?
Dr. Hans Peterman. He's going to talk more about esoteric sciences and new technologies, which go more into what the Integratron was about. And we have Dr. Lewis Torrey, who is going to be giving us the dragon predictions for 2006. So, and also to sharing experiences of his UFO experiences that have happened with him.
Yeah, and we have an interview with him on our website as well, folks, and quite an entertaining fellow. And so you sound like you have a great lineup.
Great lineup. And one of the fun things that we're going to have going all day for people is there's a man named John D. Riley and Bob Benson, and they will be doing ongoing demonstrations of Tesla inventions and magnetic devices and demonstrating to people what the Integratron was intended to do, or, you know, give people the feeling of these.
And what was it intended to do?
Rejuvenate cells.
Make you young forever, right?
See, I've been there.
Oh, well, yeah, you look good.
I never told you I was 105.
I'm impressed. Maybe I should go hang out there a long time.
Please. We invite everybody to come up, because with this event, we will have vendors. We're going to have something very special. It's called a bio booth.
Well, what does that mean?
A bio booth is a little camera set up, and people can sit in front of a camera and from 4 to 6 minutes give us their story, tell us their stories of ETs, tell us their stories about George Van Tassel, and be part of an adventure that we want to do to preserve this history. It'll be part of a documentary and part of the historical value of the Integratron.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
It really does.
A lot of fun stuff to do. So we're hoping you come out.
We'll be talking again very shortly about this, and I know that this is going to be a very successful adventure.
Yes, we think so too. I think this time we're working on just the main thing is having fun. One of the other fun sides of this that we're working at, we're going to be doing hay rides to Giant Rock. You know, we have a big trailer, and you know, and we're doing the bottom of the Integratron. We're going to make it into a spaceship, so it has a feel. And we're doing productions. We're actually doing like shows for people, so they're not going to just come out.
So they can see the show for part of the $25 admission.
Yeah, that'll be an additional. If they want to go see that particular show.
And is that, are we talking about a stage presentation or live type thing?
There'll be a presentation about the Integratron, and then George Van Tassel will do his presentation, and then we'll take you upstairs and we'll do another sound presentation and show you the sound qualities in Integratron. So, and each little venue runs between an hour and 2 hours for whatever you choose and whatever you want to do. And we've set up this.
Now, you said some people could spend the night.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you have a camping area, you mean the RVs or whatever?
Yes, no hookups, though. This is roughing it. You can bring tents. You can actually, that time of the year is going to be so perfect that you could just put a cot outside and lay outside and look at the stars. Some people can spend the night inside the Integratron also. That'll
yeah,
be limited.
That as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You might not want to do that too often, because sometimes you get people upstairs, and because of the sound quality, the Integratron, you can get a person on one side snoring, and all the other people on the other side are.
Yeah, I understand you can hear very well.
Oh yeah,
the acoustics are phenomenal.
Incredible, and that's one of the draws that are, you know, that people come to the Integratron for, you know, the sound baths.
Barbara Harris, we're talking about the retro conference, but it's got a new name now.
It has the Retro UFO Spaceship Convention. So we're going back to the 50s.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll have more information about this as we get a little closer. The date one more time.
The date is Saturday, April 29th, and it starts at 8 o'clock and goes to 9 o'clock at night. It's a full day.
Thanks very much, Barbara. It's a joy to see you, and welcome to Laughlin.
Thank you.
Jim Smith is our on-location producer. This is Jerry Pippin. Until next time, cheers.